Hi, I'm Jane Lindholm. I'm the host of Vermont Edition, and I just wanted to let you know that this podcast has been edited for brevity. Thanks for listening.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. This year's flu strains are hitting children especially hard. 35 Vermont schools have reported flu outbreaks, with a higher-than-baseline number of cases. 7 of those outbreaks were reported in just the first 2 weeks of February. Here to give us a sense of what we might expect from the rest of the flu season yet to come in Vermont is Dr. Tim Leahy, infectious disease specialist and professor of medicine and ethics at the University of Vermont Medical Center. Dr. Leahy, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So why are children especially vulnerable?
You know, I think there are two big things. One is their environment. You know, our schools are the underpinning of our civilization, and they're also cesspools. So anytime kids are learning and playing in an environment where there's lots of snotty kids sort of wiping their noses and playing with a tool out there and then sharing stuff around, it's easy for kids to get exposed, easier than for adults. The other piece is that kids can sometimes have immature immune systems that aren't quite ready to handle influenza. And so it's sort of the perfect storm, and one of the biggest, most important things we need to do is to protect them by making sure they're vaccinated.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm also hearing, and I'd love to know if this is correct, is that there are a lot of hospitalizations of young people especially, and that in some of the cases, these weren't children with underlying medical conditions, which is, you know, obviously a problem for young kids who have other conditions who get the flu. But that in some of the cases this year, some of the children who were going to the emergency departments just had flu. This was not something that was exacerbated by underlying conditions.
Yeah, it's true that totally healthy kids and adults can get really sick from influenza. You know, if you're betting the odds, somebody who is immune compromised or otherwise fragile is more likely to get sick. But absolutely, a completely healthy child who's eating well and well taken care of can get sick from influenza and even desperately sick. So I think that's why, instead of targeting just the very high-risk people with interventions, we try to get population-wide vaccination so that you're safer no matter who you are.
I mentioned in my introduction that 35 Vermont schools have reported flu outbreaks this season, and I have to admit that that was a little bit surprising to me because it seems like flu is everywhere, and only 35 schools have reported a higher-than-baseline average flu cases. Does that seem surprising to you, or am I way off base?
Yeah, I like to think of the schools that have clearly been found to have outbreaks as the canaries in the coal mine. We know that influenza transmission is widespread and really rabid right now. And we know that the school that gets called an outbreak school is one that has an unusually high rate of absenteeism and an unusually high number of confirmed cases. But there may well be another school down the road with people who have true influenza, but maybe they haven't been diagnosed yet, and so the school didn't meet the criteria. So I think of it as a clear sign that influenza is spreading rapidly around our state, and not necessarily that those schools are particularly hugely different from some other school.
Dr. Leahy, what are most people who are getting the flu experiencing this year? What are the symptoms and severity this year in the strains that are prevalent?
So this is really important to know, partly because if you realize you have influenza, you can get help and you can also protect other people. So the typical symptoms are relatively sudden onset of body aches, respiratory symptoms like a cough, sometimes sniffly nose, and a fever. This can sound like a lot of different viral infections, but these tend to be more severe with influenza. And people who have influenza who are pretty well and pretty well at baseline and pretty stable and safe, probably ought to just stay home and stay in bed and not go to work and have some chicken noodle soup and let it pass. But if you're fragile and need help from the doctor, you can bring those symptoms and be considered for antiviral drugs that can help soften the blow of the virus. And I think if you have an illness like that, whether or not it's been perfectly confirmed to be influenza, it's a great opportunity to think about how you can protect the people around you by washing your hands and staying away from functions you don't have to go to. Don't go into crowds and spread it to everybody else.
You know, when I was looking at the CDC reports for flu, it sounds a little bit like we've sort of hit a second wave or sort of a second peak around the country. But is Vermont the same way? Is it kind of more steady?
The epidemic peak for Vermont looks more like it has one peak at the top. And even the national epidemic curve, which does look like it has an early peak, it seemed like the numbers were going down and then it's gone back up. You know, if you think about it, if you kind of fuzz your vision a little bit, that just looks like one peak more closely examined. So I would just say the take home is we are at the peak of the epidemic. It hasn't consistently gone down in the number of cases nationwide or in Vermont. And it's still a great time to get your flu shot if you haven't had one, and still a great time to be aware of it so that you can take measures to protect yourself.
So even here at the end of February, if you have not yet gotten a flu shot, it's worth it to get it?
That's right. I mean, it certainly is better to get it at the beginning of the flu season so you protect yourself optimally, you know, back in October, November. But now, still could protect you from a life-threatening illness.
What if you already got the flu? Should you get the flu shot now?
You know, if you absolutely knew for sure that you had influenza, you know, a doctor diagnosed it, then it's debatable whether it would be helpful. But there are most people who think they may have had the flu just know they had symptoms that were similar to it. And if it were me in that circumstance and I hadn't already had the flu shot, of course I did because my boss would fire me if I didn't. But then it can't hurt to get it, and it probably will help.
You know, I want to ask you just briefly about coronavirus, because hospitals around the country are thinking about it and preparing for it, and certainly health officials around the country are. And some of the symptoms are sort of similar to influenza. And I'm curious at UVM how you're screening and how you're thinking about coronavirus, and when people come in and are worried about it, whether or not they may have been exposed. You know, how do you address that?
Yeah, this perspective is really important because the two illnesses can be indistinguishable to each other. So just to compare and contrast a little bit, there have been about 29 million influenza illnesses in the world this year, compared to only 80,000 of the new coronavirus. So influenza is still a much huger deal, and important that we focus on that. But we're all worried about coronavirus. Everybody believes that this is going to spread worldwide, and that it's not just going to be travel to China that gets you exposed to it. What UVM is doing in this time of uncertainty as we figure out how fast it spreads and how serious that is to be on the lookout for people who are at the highest risk. So we are routinely screening people who come to our care for travel to China and some of the other hot spots. Whenever we see somebody who has a upper respiratory tract illness, the sniffles and a fever, a cough, we try to get them into a private room and use masks and other precautions to use them. And we actually, for the people who we think are more likely on closer questioning to have been exposed to it and infected, we can do special testing with support of the CDC.
Well, I appreciate hearing that. That's Dr. Tim Leahy, infectious disease specialist and professor of medicine at the University of Vermont Medical Center and the Larner College of Medicine. Thank you very much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Jane.